Hi, everybody. This is Jim Cornette, pro wrestling legend, and you're listening to the Book in the Territory Unprofessional Wrestling Podcast.
Welcome back, everyone, for this week's episode of our Smoky Mountain Wrestling Podcast. This is Smoky Mountain Wrestling, episode number 89, October the 9th, 1993. Steamrolling right along as we head towards the end of 93. It's unbelievable. We're into October. I don't know what else to say. But we are as unprofessional as ever. We just had a hell of a patron preview episode of this episode, if that makes sense, where we were talking about more broad logic bullshit, because that's what we like to do. That said, Doc, how you doing on this lovely morning?
Well, are you two going to be able to do this?
Yeah.
Of course. Y'all were up guzzling Henny last night watching the Pelicans go up 3-0, dude.
I know, huh?
You know what's
hey,
sad?
For all you Smoky
Mountain airs, they might be eliminated by Golden State.
That's true, but for all you Smoky Mountain saps out there, in real time, this is the first round of the NBA playoffs, and New Orleans basketball squad is actually overperforming. I watched it, too.
Yeah.
And got wicked drunk, and now I feel like ass.
I knew he must have been drunk, because he was texting me till like 10:40 last night. That's not a sign of Doc being normal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He must have been in his fucking lazy boy shit face while his wife and kids were sleeping.
Well, the here's the
I can see him head hanging off the side, leg hanging off the side.
He got his mouth open.
Here's the problem.
Holding the fucking 12-ounce by the bottleneck.
Once I drank through the beers.
See?
I had a whiskey and Coke.
Shit-faced.
And then I had vodka and something, but I don't really remember.
Because he didn't have to work the next day off.
Right.
Like, fuck it.
Did Mrs. Doc wake up and find you in the chair? Fucking shit-faced?
No, I went to bed.
Okay. Jesus. Harper, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. E.T.'s on.
Ugh.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a terrible movie.
Yeah, right.
Shitty movie.
Y'all assholes.
Oh, you sure try. Am.
All right.
But that movie sucks. That's a movie right. For white people.
Exactly.
Only white people would believe that horse shit.
Believe in E.T.?
Yeah.
That's not really true.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, never
That's
mind.
Not true. I can confirm that.
You believe in that aliens have visited our flat Earth, correct?
I don't know about a flat Earth. Let's get that out the way. Speaking of flat Earth.
Inside our creator's snow globe, correct?
I ain't trying to knock you if you believe in flat Earth out there. Jericho talking to that dude about the flat Earth was hilarious.
Fucking flat Earth, bro.
Doc got hot.
Fuck.
I had to turn it off. I got hot.
I hate
how people like it's like, why are you like entertaining this fucking asshole?
This is why we can't have nice things. We can't
for real.
Like, all agree on the fact that the Earth is round and then move on to tackle some problems. We're all still struggling with 1600 shit.
Okay, well, you know where it's probably still 1600? In Jellicoe, Tennessee.
Is that where we are? I didn't see that, so I'll do some real-time research here.
Well,
I got you.
It doesn't say at the beginning of the episode, but when I tried to research it from the couple of sites that I use for Smoky Mountain Research, it says they're in Jellicoe, so
all right.
I can't tell. But
So here we go. You're in North... Real northern border town of Kentucky, northern Tennessee. We'll call it northeastern Tennessee, I guess. Apparently, it was named for a brand of coal, Jellicoe coal. So, coal mining.
You full of shit when you say that.
No, it's on the. It's on
yeah.
the.
They
it's
probably own the fucking town. That's probably why.
Yeah. Their symbol, like the high school mascot's like a black lung.
Damn, Doc.
We're here with the so-and-so Eagles and the Black Lungs from Jellicoe.
That's nice.
We have a population of about, oh, let's say 2,200.
We've been to Jellicoe before, though, right?
I think so.
All right, well, they're still white, dude. 96.24% white.
Fuck yeah. They're doing something right.
Yep. We got 1.96% African American.
How many people are there?
2,200.
It's not a lot of black people.
No,
here's the thing. You should stay out of there. I've decided something. If you ever take a trip to the Smokies, you need to stay on the interstates. Like, you'd be all right if you, like, get off to get gas and then get back in your car and keep going. But don't wander off the interstate, pal.
Okay.
Nice, we also have – here's the other thing, man. When you get up to 96%, like, there's places where black people don't live, but usually that's taken up by some Mexicans. But the Hispanics are 0.37% of the population.
So we just got a lot of white people then.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a bunch of honkies. Now, the median income for a household in the city was $20,303.
Yeah.
Lots of Mercedes being driven around that place.
I would love to see, like, what's the percentage of high school and college graduates. Mm.
That might be depressing.
A college college degree doesn't mean you're smart, right, Doc?
No, there's a difference. There's a difference between educated and smart. And here's the real problem. Shattering the myth that only the black man is on welfare, 32% of the population is below the poverty line. So almost one in three. The largest employer is the hospital, because somehow these poor people have sucked down enough Mountain Dew to get fat and have diabetes, probably.
That's nice.
This gym was dark, not well lit, not well attended. This whole place just kind of pisses me off.
Everything pisses you off. You realize that, right?
They should just disband this town. Like, this didn't work out for us. Let's go seek new opportunities elsewhere.
Okay.
It was quiet, too.
Yeah.
Was this the first show here?
Yeah, I think it's the first one.
Oh, wow. Fuck.
Yeah, it's the first one. Well,
They're too poor to cheer.
Now that Doc got the demographics out the way, as he always does, in such an insulting fashion, we'll get into the show, and we'll get into what's going on in Smoky Mountain Wrestling, October 9th, 1993.
Hey, don't let Jellicoe bring you down. This shit's fire, dude. It's hot.
Yeah, it sure is. Well, Dutch and Les open up the show. Dutch is very mad at the opening because, as Dutch says, Tammy's tips took the place of Down and Dirty with Dutch, and Dutch ain't a happy camper about this shit at all. He's definitely not happy.
Hey, she paid for the time, pal.
Yeah, yeah. But in the same vein that Kevin Sullivan paid for the time being shown his psychiatric sessions with Nancy's boobs hanging out over him, Tammy paid for the time. So that's that.
I have specifically been waiting. And I mean back to, like, what, episode 18 or 16 when Harper joined us. This is one of the things that, having watched the whole promotion, that I know sitting out here, and I'm like, one of the few moments where I'm like, man, I can't wait till we get to that shit.
Yeah, it's a pretty funny moment. It is.
Yeah.
Or moment.
Oh yeah. I want to get to that now.
We're gonna get to it. So let's all right,
roll. Let's go.
Dutch also claims that the reason Tammy's tips is overtaken Down and Dirty, he claims it's because of the impeachment of Jim Cornette. So they're still working that angle there. There you go. So Bob Cottle is not back yet. First matchup is basically a quick one, enhancement talent. Robbie Eagle and the Dark Secret versus the Rock and Roll Express. Rock and Roll wins, double drop kick, pretty quick stuff. Harper, anything from that from you?
Hell no.
Yeah, it was basically next to nothing. Doc, what about you? Anything?
The only thing I had is that Dutch is super worked up on commentary and still pissed off, and so he's doing a good job on the stick.
Dutch does so well each and every week that we could probably do an entire show just on analyzing Dutch on commentary.
Well, we used to back when they didn't have hot-ass angles. We would spend a lot of time talking about the interplay between Dutch and Bob because they were carrying a lot of the water.
They still do. They do so well.
Different now.
Well, Les is out there. I mean, but Dutch in general, him and Bob Cottle, I stand by what I said a number of times. Most underrated, probably broadcasting wrestling duo that you'll ever see. I really believe that. They're that good.
Yeah.
Okay. So we go from that match, which was next to nothing, to a Daryl Van Horn promo. Jesus Christ. Listen to this shit. Here.
With me, Daryl Van Horn. And, Gerald, last week's program, I asked you to tell me about why you come here. You told me all about Daryl Van Horn. How about this wrestler that you're going to manage?
Well, as I told you, Mr. Thatcher, I have returned from the University of Cairo, where I became an ordained Bishop of Bacchanalia. Now, I don't want to let too much out about this new find of mine, but I will tell you this, Mr. Thatcher. This man stands nearly 7 feet tall and weighs 350 pounds. There's nothing like him in the world, and certainly nothing like him here in the Smoky Mountain area that can compare.
Well, have I seen him wrestle? Have any of the fans, has anyone here seen him wrestle before?
No, you've never seen this man wrestle because he has never stepped foot in a professional wrestling ring in his life.
Never wrestled before?
No, shut up. He has never wrestled, but he doesn't have to. This man has bathed in the blood of the Nile. He has consorted with queens. He has sipped wine made from the tears of 1,000 virgins. He has transcended everything that you hillbillies have come to think of a wrestler as. Shut up, crackers. You're going to see in just a few weeks, like I said, as soon as I get the paperwork through.
How about a name?
It's none of your business yet, Thatcher. Curiosity killed the cat. Just watch. In a few weeks, as I said, he will change the history of professional wrestling, and I will assume my rightful place in the throne as the preeminent wrestling manager in the history of the business, and me and my new find will take all of the money, all of the titles, and all of the Jezebels there are to have.
Comments of Daryl Van Horn, and I prefer videotape or documentation of some sort. We'll be back right after this.
Where do we start? They're going to fuck all the Jezebels. They're going to get all the money. Doc?
Man, that was great.
That's one way to put it.
Because he's so quick. And so... you have him and Corny both as managers. You got to really pay attention to what's getting said here. We all popped when he said, shut up, crackers. And after the demographics, it's really pretty funny that he said that to them. There's a lot to like here. The one thing I don't like is the fact that he said, this guy's never been in the ring before.
I think they said that so you know it's not, you know... a former WWE or...
Well, I don't want to spoil too much, but Van Horn is awesome. This payoff is probably the worst thing about Smoky Mountain, other than Horner singing.
Yeah.
You've said that. Van Horn, the irony is how good and crazy Van Horn is, and the payoff doesn't pay off. But trust me, just continue to enjoy Van Horn before the payoff. It's good stuff.
I thought Shut Up Crackers made him Mike's favorite manager in the promotion.
Well, he called them crackers like last week or week before, too. I can't remember which one. He said it a few times.
Our favorite word, Jezebels, is back. Jezebels is back. And then Bacchanalia.
Dude,
who in that audience knew what that was?
Fuck, I don't know what that is, man.
Yeah, you do.
I'm just playing dumb. Harper, what'd you think?
I thought it was great.
He sipped wine made from tears of 1,000 virgins.
That's yeah.
So great.
God.
Bathe in the blood of the Nile. And then me and my client will take all the Jezebels. What the fuck?
Yeah. It definitely makes you wonder who the fuck it is. I want to see this fucking guy.
Right. Yeah, okay. The sad part is I've seen it, and I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah. But
like we said, for what it's worth, Van Horn is good. Anything else, Hopper?
It's a good build-up.
Yeah.
I will give it that. They yeah. build it. It's just that the payoff will fail us.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah.
I think we're about 7 or 8 weeks.
It takes a while. Is it that far out, Doc?
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't realize it was that much. So, after that, Van Horn Jim, Jason West takes on Tim Horner. They are promoting during the match Smoky Mountain's own 900 number or 615 number as it's on the TV.
I called it.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, it did.
What happened?
They told me that it's a mummy.
Okay. With that said, Horner wins the natural bridge. With the natural bridge. Doc, anything from this match?
Were those some impressive lime green biker short Zubaz things that Jason West had going on?
Yeah.
Woof.
I mean, he's got gear on. At least give him that.
Yeah, it was all right, though. Whatever.
Yeah. His face and face, they're blowing each other at the end, shaking
hands. Whoa, what? I missed that part.
What? They're raising each other's hands. They're doing the thing the fucking wrestlers do nowadays, which drives me absolutely batshit crazy.
I hate this shit.
Motherfucker. Liking each other. Everybody, it's just like, I don't even blame the wrestlers, because like, a lot of the fans are like, yeah, a bunch of fucking seals out there clapping and shit. Fuck, don't shake that motherfucker's hand at the end. He beat you. You're a heel, you're pissed off, you roll out. You fucking jump him next time. You're a baby face, you cheer, you have fun. Don't, oh, this is awesome, everybody's good, participation trophy. Fuck. Mm-hmm. God damn, do you know what kind of stroke I'd have had back in the day if I'd have seen Dusty and Rick hug and kiss after the match and blow each other on social media?
I'd have been like, well, guess I'll start watching something else.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Fixer Upper seems to be a good choice at this point. Jesus Christ. Okay, Doc, anything from that match?
I make paperclip art for a living. My budget is $6 million.
Right. Fake shit. Doc, anything else from that match?
No, sir.
All right, so after the match, they go straight from that to Bullet Bob. Not Bullet Bob. I'm sorry, The Bullet. Let me get that straight.
Thank
the
you.
Bullet. Not Bullet Bob. The Bullet. Here it is.
Everybody that watched TV last week and watched Smoky Mountain Wrestling knows why the Bullet is on the scene. Now, Jim Cornette drug my good friend Bob Armstrong through the mud, give him a raw deal, brought in secret weapons, Terry Funk. Messed him around real good. Well, I ain't going to stand for it. You see, I'm a personal friend of Bob Armstrong's. And I'm going to do everything I can, Jimmy Cornette, no matter what you say, no matter how much money your mama's got, you ain't going to be able to buy me. You ain't going to buy a thing that I got. But what I will do, and I promise all the wrestling fans this, is before I'm finished, I'm going to restore Bob Armstrong to his rightful position as commissioner of Smoky Mountain Wrestling.
Doc, anything from that before we go to Jim Cornette, who's like directly after the Bullet?
I don't know why, but the hokiness of Bullet Bob being the Bullet works for me.
Because it's so obvious, but
yeah,
that's Harper. You want to answer Doc too?
Yeah, it's just it's because it's so fucking obvious that it's stupid.
Did Doc, refresh my memory, did they do an angle like that in World Class at all? I don't remember.
Probably.
I mean, like a major one is what I mean. I don't seem to remember anything like that.
No, I don't think so. I think we were too busy blinding people with the Freebird hair cream.
Well, I say that because this ain't the exact same as the whole JYD Stagger Lee thing, but everything it's the same thing
JYD.
Because... No, you asked a question about the whole obvious part of it. It is. It's the same thing. It's clear as day.
I didn't ask any questions, pal. I just said it's working for me.
Okay, you're a fucking idiot. Harper, anything else?
No, it's just, I don't know, bro. This is just so corny for me. I'm sorry.
I'm loving it.
Me too.
I'm loving it. Okay, well, Harper doesn't like it. Well, let's listen to what Jim Cornette has to say then, as he's going to respond now to what we just heard.
Well, we've heard from the Bullet, and now we're going to hear from Jim Cornette.
If anybody in the world thinks that that no-good stinking Bob Armstrong is fooling anybody, he's out of his mind. And let me just say this. I am sick and tired of being abused like this from all these rednecks and all these people at Smoky Mountain Wrestling and everybody who thinks they're going to get one up on Jim Cornette. Killer Kyle has got the number of one Bullet Bob Armstrong, and all we got to do is prove it, and then he'll be out of here for good. So let me just say this. That sock is coming off, and it's coming off quick, and Killer Kyle is going to be the man to do it. 6 feet two, 300 pounds, strong as a bull, mean as an ox, and there's no way that Bullet Bob Armstrong or anybody else can stand up to him. Killer Kyle's going to be the one to do the job, and I'll have him out of my hair once and for all.
The comments of Jim Cornette. Will be back with more Smoky Mountain action right after this.
All right, Harper, I'll throw it to you first. Anything, or are you just kind of mad at this angle?
I'm just glad to see Killer Kyle doing something.
Yeah, and like again, he comes, I don't want to say he even comes and goes because he never leaves.
Yeah.
But I hear you. Anything else, Harper?
Nah.
Doc, what about you?
Corny gave away the finish when he said, Killer Kyle's the man to do the job.
That's nice.
I don't know if he meant it like that, but all
right. Right. And why did the Bruise Brothers go on double secret probation for losing, but Kyle hadn't won a match in months?
Yeah,
he doesn't go on probation. Just logical stuff. This is a good promo. It was basic. It was solid, corny. Good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a local promo with Tracy Smothers.
Play and Rock and Roll.
You want the local?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. I didn't think you'd want to play it.
First of all, as you're firing it up, Brian Matthews' hair is especially poofy here. He got himself in front of a blow dryer right before this shit happened.
Cut the mullet off and he fucking grew it back?
This thing is in full force.
Yeah, he's got this shit teased up like broads tease their hair, hair bands tease their hair in the fucking 80s, bro. This shit is it's fluffy. It's fucked.
Yeah,
that.
Fluffy is a great word to describe that. That's good. You finally did something.
Yeah, here it is. Let's listen to it.
We're going to see a 10-man battle royal for $5,000, and also the wild-eyed Southern boy Tracy Smothers taking on primetime Brian Lee with Tammy Fitch for the heavyweight title.
Cumberland, Kentucky. You know something, Brian? I'm just like all them folks there. I'm a redneck. I'm a hillbilly. I'm a wild-eyed Southern boy. And getting wilder every day, especially when I get backstabbed by a bunch of no-good punks that can't carry my jock strap. So I'm going to tell you this, pal. I don't care 2 cents about that little witch you got with you. I'll knock her teeth right down her throat, and I love all the Southern Belles, but you don't hold a candle to them because you can't spell. You don't buy class on a rack. Brian, see ya. Wouldn't want to be ya in Cumberland, Kentucky.
That's right, we're going to be there at Cumberland, Kentucky, Saturday, Tracy. October the 16th, the Rock and Roll Express, defending the tag titles against the Heavenly Bodies.
Tell it all, brother, tell it all. But you know Jimmy Cornette, right there at Cumberland, Kentucky, where all the fans want to see what's happening between the Rock and Roll Express and the Heavenly Bodies. Mm-hmm. Now, you brought many tag teams for the Rock and Roll Express. I'm talking about beautiful Bobby Eaton, Stan Lane, where they're at, gone because the Rock and Roll put them on the road. Now you got Stan Lane, and then you got Tom Pritchard and Jimmy Del Rey. Well, baby, you say this here's the best tag team you ever had. Well, I got to say something. They are. So bring any tag team you want to put together, because I told you, Jimmy Cornette, I will follow you anywhere to get rid of you and put you out of Smoky Mountain Wrestling.
Doc, you wanted to play it, so I'll throw it to you.
You like that jacket Smothers was wearing?
The Stars and Bars, baby.
That thing was just right out there. Front
God. Yeah.
It smacked you in the face. There was nothing inconspicuous about it, that's for sure.
That was loud.
Yeah, that's like something you would have bought like at a truck stop back in the day.
Or down at the flea market.
Yeah.
The swap shop or swap meet. Dude, I thought Tracy was pretty fired up there, and that was a pretty good promo. And I liked the interplay between the two. When Morton walks in, it was like, damn, Tracy, tell him about it. And then cut his promo. I just thought that was, nothing. We're not a seminal moment, but I thought that was really good. Mm-hmm. And I thought Smothers' promo here was better than the one he's about to cut.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. What did you think about Ricky's get up with the purple shirt halfway down unbuttoned?
Purple. You could pull purple off in 1993 Northern Tennessee.
I guess. I mean,
I didn't say you could do it well. I just said you could pull that off.
All right. Harper, anything else from you about the promo?
Yeah, Tracy sounded pissed, man. He wants his revenge. Mom. Yeah, right.
But, okay, so let's move on, because Tracy...
I think I continue to like Tracy better than you. I think his rap has gotten tiresome for you two, but I continue to find it really entertaining.
I don't want to say it's gotten stale in any way. I mean, he doesn't throw out the catchphrases every 2 seconds.
No, I like that. Yeah, I'm good, but Harper's down on him, even though they're buddies.
I mean, every now and then he kind of throws out the same thing, but everybody does. It's passable. I mean, it's all right. All right. So let's go to the next one. Here now, that was a local promo. Here is Tracy going along with the storylines we've been dealing with on the show. Here it is.
Tomorrow afternoon, Johnson City's Freedom Hall. Tracy, it's you and Sensational Sherry in one corner. And in the other corner, it's Miss Tammy Fitch and Primetime Brian Lee.
Tammy Witch with a capital B. But don't forget, Les, later on in this hour, I got a coal miner's glove match with pretty boy prima donna Brian Lee. Primetime Brian. He got so many nicknames, I don't know what to call him, with Tammy Witch in his corner. If I get my chance, I'm going to scale that dadgum pole like Tarzan of the Apes. And Brian, I'm going to knock you into the next area, coach, because you're a nothing happening, bleach blonde, horse-headed punk. But tomorrow afternoon in Johnson City, the Parade of Champions, this is for the title, for the Smoky Mountain Heavyweight Champion. Johnson City is where Brian turned on me. That's where he took the title with Tammy Fitch's help. That's where the dirty white trash is what I like to call him, interfered, hurt my leg, hurt the medial collateral ligament. It's still holding up. It's pretty sore, but I'm hanging in there fighting. But that's my big chance. Tomorrow, Brian Lee, I'm looking at you right here. By the good grace of God and the support of the fans and just a little bit of lady luck, I'm going to knock you out with that coal miner's glove. And tomorrow in Johnson City, I'm going to be the next Smoky Mountain Heavyweight Champion. And Sensational Sherry is going to bust you up, Tammy Fitch, because you're a nothing happening little Tin Lizzie huzzy tramp.
Tracy, good luck to you tomorrow in Johnson City. We're going to the ring right now for Beat the Champ.
Okay. Harper, what you think about our boy Tracy?
He's fucking ready to roll, bro. This is Johnson City, you know? He's got some memories of this fucking place.
Yeah.
This is where the fucking shit happened, where he fucking turned on him.
Yeah.
Scene of the crime.
Yeah.
Very good tie-in. Very good tie-in when you say that, yep.
And fucking how great is it going to be for these people to see, damn, a coal miner's glove match. This is going to be fucking badass.
Looks like a damn oven mitt.
Yeah.
It truly does. It truly does.
Hey, go get my pizza rolls out of the goddamn oven.
That's nice.
Hot pockets.
That's nice.
Can't see me eating a hot pocket with a coal miner's glove. Oh, that's great. Hey, I forgot on the last promo, Tracy did say he was going to knock Tammy's teeth out, so that's something you couldn't probably do today.
How classy is that?
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus Lord, like, seriously? Good luck with that back in the day. I mean, good luck with that today. Holy crap. All right, so Doc, anything else from Tracy right there?
Nah, I like this one too. I just like the local one better. I like Tracy Smothers a lot in this promotion.
All right. Well, the next match, you heard it, is a Beat the Champ. It's a Dirty White Boy versus Chris Canyon. I don't have a lot of notes from it, but Dirty White Boy wins. I think Canyon looked good. Any thoughts, Doc, from you?
Well, he was flying around, Canyon,
yeah.
That is.
Yeah.
He was bumping his ass off.
I'm surprised he does some like heelish shit when he jumps on it right from the beginning.
Yeah, he did. It's funny, like, you look at Chris, I mean, he's really, I don't know how old he was. I was about to say he's really young, but when you look at him here, I don't know, dude, you got these enhancement talents that Jimmy's using, Cornette's using, but Canyon doesn't look like a star, but he definitely looks like somebody.
I think he's bigger than a white boy.
Right. That's what I mean. He's like, you look at him, his stature, he's just
he's tan.
decent build. I mean, he's not like a muscle bound freak or nothing. You know, the singlet's normal. It's nothing flashy.
But that color blue is kind of pitiful, but whatever.
Well, yeah, no, but my point is, you look at him and you go, all right, that dude might be an enhancement talent, but he doesn't look like Jeff Daniels.
Right.
You know what I mean, Doc?
Yeah.
So that's where I'm going with that. All right. Harper, anything else from the match?
Another check got shoved down by the balls.
Yeah.
Of course, clearly. All right.
I want to see that check.
Mm-mm.
Bruh.
I don't want anywhere near it.
I want to see, like, it says, like, the First National Bank of, like, Knoxville or something.
Dude, all the ink's been washed off by the ball sweat.
It's smeared, bro. It's definitely smeared in ball sweat soak.
And it's got a ball cheese residue on it.
That's
yeah,
nice.
Bro. You and I, all three of us know that. Well, after the match, they do recap. They show a replay of last week's In the Show with the Chaos with Primetime Brian Lee and Tracy Smothers. I mean, I don't really have any other comment besides that. Doc, did you have anything before we go to White Boys promo?
Hit it.
All right. Harper, do you have anything from that recap, or are you just ready to go to the promo?
No.
So after Dirty White Boy beats Chris Kanyon, we get the Dirty White Boy here cutting a promo. Here it is.
But joining me, the Dirty White Boy, and of course, you've just now 3 weeks. You won it from Robert Gibson 2 weeks ago. This is your third defense. And now, you know, there's a lot of things going on in your life. I don't know how you concentrate when you're in that ring.
That's right. There's a lot of things going on. And what's really going on that's bothering me the most is I want my manager back. Now this blame little hussy that's running around here, she's screwing with Ron Wright's mind. I don't know if she's giving him the right kind of pills. I don't know if she's really taking care of him or what. But the bottom line is I want my manager back, plain and simple. And I'm getting sick and tired of Primetime Brian Lee's fat mouth. And I'm also getting sick and tired of Tracy Smothers. What I want is I want my manager back, and I want my manager's $20,000 back. And if anybody on the face of God's green earth is going to put Tracy Smothers out of action, it's me that you can deal with.
The Dirty White Boy, and he certainly is one angry man. We'll be back with more action.
Oh, okay, let me go first. White Boy, she might be in a kayfabe way. She's screwing with more than his mind, and she's also screwing with something else with Ron Wright. Wright Hopper?
Yeah.
She's doing a lot more screwing than what his mind. Hopper, what'd you have for this?
He's pissed, bro. He wants his goddamn manager back.
Get the manager back now, please.
Yeah.
Please get this man his manager back.
That fucking bitch thinks she can just shove her little titties and shake her ass in his face and he's gone? Fuck that shit.
Harper's getting hot about this shit.
I mean, he's been having to go to those fucking Yankees games by himself.
Mm.
That's a tragedy in itself, man.
And they're not good yet.
You're right.
No, they're bad. Jesus. You ain't lying about that, Doc. All right, Doc, what'd you have from this?
I just like that we're starting to slowly see Dirty White Boy as a sympathetic character.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What pills? Is he getting his pills?
His fucking Viagra.
What?
This is right. She's filling him up with Halcyons, Somas, and Viagra to make sure it works. Okay. Anything else, Doc, before we get into the gem of this week's episode?
No, we got to get there, pal.
All right. So, this is it. This is Tammy's tips. First one. If you haven't heard, Tommy Noe was on the show weeks ago where he talked about this and whatnot in long form. I also have it on our YouTube channel. Just go to tinyurl.com/BTTYouTube and you can... just search for it, Tammy's Tips, and just search Tommy Noe, Tammy's Tips, and you'll find it. But he talks about the whole backstory behind all of these. Now, what he talked about is what you're about to hear for the first time if you haven't already seen it. So let's just jump into it. Tammy's Tips, filmed in Tommy Noe's house, former Smoky Mountain ring announcer. Here it is.
Tammy Fitch, and I'm here with Tammy's Tips. I know many of you in the Smoky Mountain area are underprivileged. You don't know what it's like to live in the big city. You haven't had the advantages that I have had. You're poor. So I wanted to do something to help you because I, like Hillary Clinton, strongly believe in charity work. Many of you have come to me and said, Tammy, you're so beautiful. How can we be as beautiful as you are? Well, I can't work miracles, but I can give you the benefit of my knowledge of makeup, exercise, hair, skin, and nail care, and social graces. In weeks to come, I plan on taking a typical average woman of this area and transform her into an acceptable human being. Now, let's go to this week's installment of Tammy's Tips.
This week, skin
Hi,
and nail
here we
care.
We are concentrating on nail and skin care today. And here I have a typical average woman from this area. And what is your name?
Margie.
And how old are you?
29.
And where are you from?
Norman, Virginia.
Well, that's certainly from this area. And how long have you been like this? Never mind. Let's start with nails. Ooh, why are you wearing black nail polish? Ooh, that's not black nail polish. What is that? What is that from?
At work.
What do you do?
I weigh coal and garbage.
You weigh garbage? Why would anyone want to weigh garbage?
It's a state law. They have to know exactly what's going up there to the landfill. And I don't know. I just work there.
Okay, let's skip the nails from now. Let's talk about skincare. First, take off those leather gloves. Oh, they're not gloves. What type of soap do you use?
I use my mother's last soap.
Your what? Okay. Never mind. Let's go into something else. This is deodorant. See, ladies? Deodorant. That's how it's pronounced. What this is for, you use it on certain areas of your body, and it helps you to keep from perspiring. Would you like to try to use it? Let's see what you can do. Oh. Okay, we'll need more work on that. We'll work on that later. This is perfume. What perfume does, ladies, you can follow along too if you have this at home. What this does is help you keep sweet smelling and ladylike. Do you want to try this? Okay, have you ever seen this before?
No.
No? Okay, we'll try. If we need more practice, we'll practice later and see what you can do.
Praise
oh, the Lord. Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Ladies.
Oh.
These items are available in stores, but I don't think you'd use food stamps to get them. Oh, join us next week for another installment of Tammy's Tips.
All right. Harper, Doc has been waiting to get here so that you can get your comments on it. Fire away now.
That chick's real, bro.
This is all a shoot.
Dude, this shit's all real. Because when she starts asking about the garbage, she's like, I don't know, I just work there.
God, that sounds real. Like so many people we work with, Mike.
God, this broad was fucking real.
Well, she is real. Her name is Margie. That's her real name. And if you do listen to Tommy Noe talking about Tammy's Tips and all these segments, Margie was married to one of the ring crew guys. So Margie... we don't know if Margie's still living, but she definitely is real. And Tommy verified that. She's the husband of someone on the ring crew.
Yeah, that chick was a real, like, a local person that, like, that fucking weighed garbage.
It's a shoot.
Yeah, she looks the part. She's fucking got that mullet. And when she asks it for her age, I'm thinking, okay, she's like 40.
Right.
She's 29. What?
Right. That was Jesus the surprise. Christ. That was the surprise of the whole deal.
Right. What the fuck, man?
You're saying she looked like 49 instead of 29.
Fuck yeah. I mean, she was like 40 years old. Not fucking 29 years old. God.
Now we're starting to see why the heavenly bodies were flying in their women like seafood.
Yeah. All right. Hanging on a fucking wall in the fucking background.
Say that again, Harper. What's hanging on the wall?
those fucking lights, those like
candles. Oh, the light. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, well,
chains.
I'm glad you said that. So I don't know what that was. Tommy and I didn't talk about it. However, here's a funny story. I think you'll enjoy this. So at the very opening, and Doc, I'm going to get your thoughts in a second because I know you want to chime in too. At the very opening, well, first, Harper, did you listen? I know you usually don't listen back to our shows. Did you hear what Tommy Noe said about the table Tammy's sitting on? Okay, well, I'll tell you. So here's a peek into it if you didn't listen. So that is literally the kitchen table in Tommy Noe's house that he still lives in. He still lives in his house.
Wow. And
yes, this is his house. Well, Tammy is sitting on the dining room table where, you know, the family would always have like Thanksgiving dinner, Christmas right. dinner, all that good stuff. After this aired, Tommy's sister refused to eat at this table anymore because That's Tammy awesome. Sat her ass on it. So Doc and I have been joking about this because, I mean, she's got her legs crossed and she's got a skirt under her. So it's not like she left a snail trail on the table.
That's nice. A fucking snail trail. The fuck?
But if she did leave a snail trail, would you still have eaten at that table?
Yeah.
See? It's nothing that a little tussin can't clean up, right?
Right. I mean, you can just fucking sit at.
You can just paint the table.
I saw on fucking YouTube, you can just paint over snail trail.
You just take the can and just spill it on the table and just it'll come right up.
Yeah.
Well, so again, she refused to eat at the dining room table anymore because Tammy sat her ass cheeks on the table.
Can you imagine what kind of mansion that is in that area?
God, yeah.
I mean, this is really an aspirational tale. I mean, we're not talking about where I live in a real house with like bricks and stuff and like. More than one bedroom like this is. But this is really an opportunity for people of the Smoky Mountains to see that if you keep your if you stay off the crystal meth, maybe you too can have four walls and a roof, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that fucking candlelight shit, it looks like something from like I don't know, Conan the Barbarian or fucking King Arthur or something.
Well, I mean, this is 1993. We're talking
about. Yeah, I mean, we got to go a little light on the Noe family for the decor. It was 93, you know.
Right, it was 93, and this is a mansion in the Smoky Mountains. So I mean, we can poke fun.
That's the most depressing part of all of this.
Is this how nice?
That's what qualifies for a mansion. Jesus Christ!
Tommy would call this broad and get her on a show.
Margie,
how much? How much does she weigh right there? How much does Marge?
It's hard to tell because you don't know how tall she is. Let's assume she's about Tammy's height.
Yeah.
If she's Tammy's height, she's probably pushing 230.
God damn. She's like Brian Urlacher.
Dude.
She's built like a linebacker. Just wait till we get to the exercise one. When she's out there doing jumping jacks and her fucking titties are flopping up and down while she's in Tommy Noe's backyard.
It's the same woman?
Yes, she's on God. All of them.
Oh. So she's 29.
Yes, we're listening.
This is 25 years ago, so that would make her 54 today if she has continued down this path of life.
I don't know. I think I asked Tommy if she was still alive. We don't know. We have no clue.
What a derogatory. That's the most derogatory thing you could say about this area of the country and how they live. Because this 54, part's still alive. 54 is not an aspirational age to live to.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I was like, is she still alive? I mean, well, the reason I asked that is because I think earlier in the discussion when he was on the show, he was like talking about Brian Matthews, and Brian Matthews is deceased.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Brian Matthews, the other ring announcer, and the one you see on the local promos, he's gone. He passed away.
That's breaking news for me.
Yeah, evidently. Well, from what
happened is, did the wind catch that mullet? He just got lifted off.
That's nice, Doc. The man's deceased, and that's what you do.
I probably shouldn't make fun of that, but we're in the middle of Tammy. We're in the middle of Tammy tips here, so anything goes.
Like, his match is scheduled for one. And he just takes off.
Well, I did.
Dead. We've never seen him again.
I did. Well, when he told, let me tell you, if you have again, this is on the Tommy Noe episode. When Tommy told me that he was deceased, I was like, "Oh man, that sucks." He goes, "He was an asshole." <I'm> like, damn. So that's someone who knew him. That's a dude who knew him. I mean, I never knew Brian Matthews.
Consider the source. Tommy Noe seems like a very nice cracker. So there you go. When she said to make you an acceptable human, that was awesome line. Tammy is great here. Just, I mean, demeaning the shit out of this broad left and right.
She's not working from a script either, man. She's just talking. She's.
Well, and that's a good point right there, because first of all, when she pronounced and explained deodorant, I came unglued watching it.
Yeah.
And when Margie put the perfume under her arm, she popped in.
They popped themselves, because Tammy almost lost it. They almost had to do a retake. Tammy starts kind of chuckling. Margie flat out fucking laughs. She's just like, right. But this is one of four Tammy's tips.
This was fantastic, and it shows you, in my opinion, everything that's great about territory wrestling, because it was they had a loose script of what they're trying to do, but it felt real.
Because that was real,
right?
It was.
That's the first time that broad has held a can of fucking Arrant Extra Dry deodorant.
Okay.
Dude, she weighs garbage, but she doesn't know why.
I don't know. Let
that sink in.
I don't know. It's just my job.
Brian Matthews died. It's been 2 years ago. It was in 2016. He made it to 49.
Jesus.
So if he made it to 49, dude, he was, quick math here, 16, 23. He was 26 here.
Yeah, I had no clue he was deceased until Tommy told me. I was like, wow, okay.
There you go.
Anyway, okay. So are we done with Tammy's tips for this week, Doc?
God almighty, that was great.
Yeah, more to come.
And really, you miss a lot just listening to it because of the visuals are fantastic.
I've got them clipped.
Okay, there's some of these things that we do that I pick up when we're just listening and I'm not watching it, like promos. I can hear things that I don't, because I'm focusing on listening instead of watching and listening. This one was one where you need to do both.
Yeah, I've got them clipped. I just need to find the time to upload them to YouTube. And what I mean by clipped is I went through each episode of Smoky Mountain and that Tammy's tips are on, and I like clipped the 3 to 4 minute videos, and I just got to post them. So I just haven't done it yet. All right. Harper, anything else before we move on? All right. Well, we get a video package after Tammy's tips of the Steiners and the Heavenly Bodies. You know, we've got this whole thing going on. It's basically a replay of pretty much everything we've seen with these clips, stuff that we've already covered in previous episodes. So I really wasn't going to spend much time on it. Doc, did you have anything from it?
No.
Harper, what about you?
Music.
I know.
I didn't know if I was watching Shaft or I was on hold calling a fucking 1-800 number.
With something.
Yeah.
I'm not going to play it, because if I play it during the discussion here, when I go to upload this to YouTube, they'll copyright claim it. Because that's why I never put the entry music on and the finishing music on the YouTube versions of the show, because they'll copyright it. But yes, you're right. It's the music here is just insane. I was like, what the fuck am I? What? So they show that video package. And before we go on to the next segment with Cornette and Heavenly Bodies and them being interrupted by another team, if you're not a patron, become one at tinyurl.com/BTTPatron. $2 a month, You get access to over 60-plus patron-only episodes. For $5 a month, you can get the same thing. But for $9 or more a month, you're guaranteed a T-shirt after 7 months of being a patron. It is that is one great benefit. Plus, the other benefit is you get all the patron stuff. And before we recorded today's episode, Doc Harper and I did another Broad Logic episode that I'd say was pretty fucking good. You know, we talked about broads watching YouTube do-it-yourself videos thinking they could paint tile. Evidently, that's a thing because I did YouTube it, and I think it's a stupid thing. But that's just my personal opinion. So that, along with anything else we do on the patron side, like the WCCW shows, World Class, Broad Logic, and everything else, tinyurl.com/BTTPatron. All that said, let's go on to the Cornette and Heavenly Bodies here. They're about to cut a promo. It's some good stuff. Here it is.
With me, Jim Cornette and the Heavenly Bodies tomorrow in Johnson City. Jim, you've got two key issues happening.
That's exactly right. And let me just say this to the Steiner Brothers tomorrow afternoon, Johnson City. You know, Steiner Brothers, you're from Detroit, Michigan. You're just like those big, inefficient, gas-guzzling, poorly made American motor cars. You're big and you're bulky and you take up a lot of room. But meanwhile, the Heavenly Bodies are those lean, sleek, aerodynamically designed, fuel-efficient foreign import sports cars that can run all night long on a very little bit of gas. And Steiner Brothers, you're going to find out tomorrow in Johnson City who is the greatest tag team, not only in Smoky Mountain Wrestling, not only in the World Wrestling Federation, but all the world of wrestling. These guys have been to Atlanta, they've been to Maine, they've been to Spain, and they've been to all points in between. Any organization, any federation that thinks they got some top talent, we go in, we come, we see, and we conquer. And that's exactly what we're going to do to the Steiner Brothers when they come to our backyard in Johnson City, Arnold, Pitbull, Dog, or No. And I want to say one more thing. The Rock and Roll Express will fall as well because they're wearing those tag team title belts again, but only for a short time before the Heavenly Bodies swoop down on a Rock and Roll Express. Clip.
What's that? We've been coming out here every week and showing everybody that we're the number one team in the nation. We've been proving ourselves week after week. Please give us another shot against the Rock and Roll.
We'll bring the titles back. Don't send these guys. We can beat anybody. Team, we'll bring the belts back. Give us one more shot.
Let me say this. I trusted you guys. I trusted you guys when you won the belts that you would keep them away from the Rock and Roll Express. You dropped the ball, guys. So what you did was you got a penalty. You got put on probation. I'm sending the A-team in. They're going to show you how it's done. You learn and you observe and you go out and apply yourselves and you listen to me. And then you will once again be at the top, the pinnacle of the world of professional wrestling. But first, you have to learn how it's done. So you guys, just remember this. Right now, you're second string, but one of these days, maybe you're the front line. Come on, guys.
There you've heard it from Team A, Team B, and Jim Cornette. A little dissension? I think so. We'll be right back.
Okay, I got it. Well, Harper, you go first, because I got a feeling you're going to say something I'm going to say, but I want to see.
Dude, Del Rey is fucking great, man. When he's fucking doing his little dance, I couldn't stop watching him.
Keep going, Harper, because I had that note.
I mean, he stole the show.
He stole it all. Bruh.
And he didn't say one word.
Well, he said a word. He said a couple of words, but he wasn't on the mic. But I'm going to save that for a second. Hey, what else, Harper?
He reminded me of, like, you know how when you watch the news, and the news reporter is standing there, and there's some kid, like, in the background dancing around trying to get on TV.
Yes.
That's what he reminded me of. Yeah, he steals all of your attention without really saying much.
Yes, yes. Doc, what about you?
Every time he wiggles, I kind of want to throw up in my mouth, but I can't stop watching.
And that fucking tooth.
Yeah, or lack thereof.
Yeah.
They're doing a great job here of presenting the Heavenly Bodies as being worldwide stars, which is great. Dude, Del Rey threw himself a touchdown pass there.
Bro.
Literally, he mimed throwing himself a touchdown pass.
So, Del Rey and Dr. Tom, when the Bruise Brothers come in and Corny is telling the Bruise Brothers off, Del Rey, I took distinct notes. Del Rey is hitting the Heisman pose. Dr. Tom is making a motion like he's shooting a basketball. Jimmy Del Rey can slightly be heard saying, "Whoop, there it is."
Yeah.
and they're not stopping. It's a constant like thing that they're doing. When Corny is telling the Bruise Brothers off and he's got his back to Tom and Del Rey, they're just like two children out there, just childish antics. And I could not stop watching them. They were so funny. So Harper, I was right there with you when you said that, bro. It was ridiculous how they were utterly ridiculous.
Yes,
they really were. Doc, anything else?
Man, the Bruise Brothers are just getting buried, though.
Yeah, no, huh? I was wondering, you know, what the fuck happened to them?
No spoilers here, but Corny's...
They move on, huh?
Corny's, well, they're going to be around for a little bit longer, but Corny ain't happy with them. There's a story playing out with that. It's not just like he's like, all right, fuck y'all, and they're gone. There is a story that's happening. But the stars in this promo were the two guys that didn't talk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, next up is our friend, oh, shucks, Bobby Blaze. And let's just play it. Here it is.
U.S. Junior Heavyweight Champion Bobby Blaze. And Bobby, you said you had a few things you wanted to say to the wrestling fans.
Yes, I just want to thank all the great fans of Smoky Mountain Wrestling for getting behind Bobby Blaze, the new U.S. Junior Heavyweight Champion. Showing my gratitude towards the fans, I just want to say thanks, and I hope I can hold up my end of the deal by defending the U.S. Junior Heavyweight title. And Chris Candido, if you're out there listening, you know what? You might be able to beat me someday, but there's something you will never, ever do, and that's throw this belt, the one I take so much pride in a river, because the only way you'll throw this belt in a river is over my dead body.
Bobby, good luck to you, and we sure hope to see that match between you and Candido.
Thank you.
Bobby Blaze, the junior champion, United States junior heavyweight champion. Right now, we're going to the ring.
Okay, Doc, you first. What you got?
Belt's going in the river, Bobby.
No.
Well, he's not going to be dead, but yeah, I think the belt's going in the river.
But Bobby's really kind of like, oh, shucks, well, yeah. it's almost like he's... He'll be working at the gas station on like Andy Griffin or something, pumping gas.
Belts matter.
Yeah.
I thought Bobby did good. He's just all shucks,
yeah,
man. He's just
right.
white meat baby face.
He's a white meat, all shucks, like good old Southern guy. You know, the little small town hero guy.
Yeah, that's exactly what he is.
He's one of them.
Yeah.
He's one of them.
He's definitely one of them.
He's from Kentucky, so there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so after Bobby cuts his promo, we go to the main event from this week, which is Tracy Smothers versus Primetime Brian Lee with Tammy Fitch and Ron Wright, and it's a coal miner's glove match. I'm going to make this short and sweet. You guys can add your thoughts in a second. The match is progressing along just fine for like 6 or 7 minutes when, out of nowhere, Dirty White Boy interrupts. Dirty White Boy climbs the pole to get the glove. Dirty White Boy gets the glove. Dirty White Boy jumps off the top rope, appearing to want to hit Smothers with the glove. But Dirty White Boy misses when Smothers ducks, and White Boy hits Primetime Brian Lee. Tracy covers Brian Lee for the pin just as Mark Curtis turns around to count to three. I guess it was non-title because the belt doesn't change hands. However, Doc, your thoughts on everything we saw there?
I thought it was all good. It's a shame this thing is being done in such a poorly attended dark gym. It's like they had to work hard to hide all the missing people from the camera shot. But I like this angle, and I like where we're going, and everybody did well.
Dude, you just reminded me of Clash of Champions when Steamboat and Flair worked each other in the Superdome in 89 in that trilogy, or not the trilogy, the Three Falls match. Harper, is that the one you were at?
I think it is.
Well, it was at the Superdome, which holds 70,000 fucking people, and there were like 5,000 people there. So WCW at the time. If you can, you can watch it on the network. It's like Clash of Champions 6. Clash of Champions 6. Dude, the lights are like turned down to basically non-existent to hide the empty seats in the Superdome. It's pretty incredible how like dimly lit that place is. It's terrible. But I it made me think about that when you mentioned that just now. Because yes, it's there. There's not a lot of people here. Hopper, what did you have from this?
I love the finish.
Yeah, I liked it too.
The finish was great, and it seemed to all it all fit well. The referee was in the right position, and it all fell together perfectly.
I thought so too. I thought so. Mm-hmm. It was a good match. It wasn't a lot of people there, but it was a good match. Okay, so Doc, the Harper, did you have anything from the local promo?
That's the
Cornette with Primetime Brian Lee. Cornette followed by Primetime Brian Lee, and then he's interrupted by Dirty White Boy.
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. Doc, you didn't have nothing from it?
Mm-mm.
I didn't either. All right, so with that said, we're going to go directly to the ending promo of the show, which is Primetime Brian Lee, Tammy, Ron Wright, and Dirty White Boy, and here that is. This is directly after the match we just talked about where Smothers beats Brian Lee.
What, are you stupid? I had him beat. Tammy, you see, this is what happens
you
when
you had him beat.
Yes, I had
if
him beat.
I hadn't climbed that pole and got the glove and tried to do something, it sure didn't look like he was going to do too much laying flat on your stinking back.
Laying on my back? I'll show you how to be laying on the back. Huh?
What do you mean, calm down?
Listen, Dirty White Boy, down deep, they've really got us in their best interest. Now, you're going to have to just calm down and see how this thing's worked out. They're working for us, and I think you just don't realize that you've not got it through your head. And I'm even thinking about adopting Tammy to get everything worked out.
You seen that old fool? What the hell you think you're talking about?
White boy.
Tammy, heart attack down here. Now, you need to calm down. You can't talk to me like that. And let's work this thing out. They're going to try to help us.
Hey, white boy, you know what that means? If Ronnie's thinking of adopting me and you consider him a father figure, that makes me your sister.
All right now, all right.
Well, I mean, you's going to have to talk when you get away from Miss Huzzy.
Where's this going to leave you?
I ain't got nothing to say to you. Get out of my face.
There you have it. A lot of dissension in that camp, no doubt about it. We want to remind you, a big card tomorrow, Johnson City's Freedom Hall, and next week, the return of Bob Cottle.
I wanted to play it at the end because we hear about the return of Bob Cottle, but there's a lot going on here. Doc, what do you have?
What is adopting her code word for this week?
I don't. He's drugged because you don't adopt somebody you're banging.
Well, not if you're
Ted Nugent.
Woody Allen.
Ted Nugent.
Okay, well, let's talk about normal people.
Oh. Ron talk. Wright's a normal person?
Of course he is.
Okay.
Dude, they're pissing me off. They're generating some heat here because they're drugging this poor man. And
they're fucking him up. They're taking his money.
Yeah.
And they've stolen him from the Dirty White Boy who's rudderless without a manager. This is awesome.
Yeah.
When he says, now you just hold on, Dirty White Boy. I'm thinking, let me tell you, they got our best interests at heart. And I'm even thinking about adopting her, making her my daughter. It's like, dude, this is so terrible what they're doing to this old man. God,
it's like a soap opera.
It really is. That's exactly what it is.
And it's great.
Yeah. Doc, anything else?
Nah, man.
Harper.
It was awesome.
This is great.
This is really good stuff. So good stuff.
I want to.
Well, go ahead.
I want to adopt a little fucking blonde headed chick in her fucking early mid 20s.
Okay, Harper.
What?
I bet you do. God damn. Oh my God. What a
I'll take you to Old Navy.
I bet you would.
Is
Jesus Christ.
There's still Old Navies?
I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh.
I guess. All right. Well, we need to give out some disability checks. And so that we can actually get our own disability checks, make sure you go to tinyurl.com/BTTPatron and use that link whenever you're shopping on Amazon. It's a great way to support the show without spending anything extra. Go get Bobby Blaze's book, Pin Me, Pay Me, from there. Again, it's tinyurl.com/BTT. Amazon, great way to support the show on an ongoing basis. Give it to your wives, give it to your girlfriends, whoever in your family shops on Amazon. Tell them to save it, bookmark it, and use it every time they go to Amazon. Doc, time for disability checks. You're going first, because I ain't listening to you criticize me or Harper with our ranking.
Why you got to get hot about stuff?
Because you piss me off whenever we do this segment.
I'm sorry, pal.
Go.
I thought we were friends.
Oh my God, if you don't go.
Man, Tammy's tips really pushes the meter up here, but there's lots of good stuff throughout. I mean, we're in my favorite period of Smoky Mountain, so I'll just get right to the number. I'm going to go 9.0.
I'm shocked. You, wow. Okay. Harper, what'd you give it?
I'll give it a 9, too. Tammy's tips was fucking good. That chick was real. And
wait, did you give it a 9.0 or a 9.2?
I mean, just a regular fucking 9. I don't do 9.2, 9.3.
Okay.
Fuck all that shit. That's
you don't have time.
Dumb.
You don't have time for decimals.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's a 9.
You gotta get swole up in the chest about it, Harper. Shit.
We've gotten a year and a half into this, and all of a sudden, Harper's finally told us our rating system sucks.
Oh fuck! I mean, what's a 9.1? I mean, what the fuck? Just say 9.
Well, somebody did something to earn that extra point.
Whatever.
I'm with Harper. Go ahead, Harper.
And it had a fucking coal miner's glove match, which was cool. And, yeah, I definitely give this a 9.
Well, we got a clean sweep because I got a 9 on this as well. Tammy's tips, coal miner's glove, Jimmy Del Rey scoring, throwing himself a touchdown, the bullet. We didn't even barely talk about that.
Man, fucking Bullet's kind of like in the background now.
Well, and another thing, this happened at the very beginning of the show.
Yeah,
Daryl Van Horn.
Yeah,
I mean, Tammy's taking over. This is the Tammy show now.
Tammy show. Yeah, buddy. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Hey, if you haven't done so, make sure you check out the Pro Wrestling Tee store. You can get there just by going to the Facebook page, facebook.com/bookingtheterritory. Click shop now while you're there, and it should take you to the Pro Wrestling Tee store. I'm hoping by the time this airs, I have sent them the Hard Body Harper design.
Yeah.
It should be up on the store soon if it's not already there. So hopefully it's there. They take forever a lot of times to put it up. So, again, the Hard Body Harper shirt will be there, and I'm hoping we can get more than just the one. But I think people will enjoy the one that is up or should be up by now, which is Hard Body Harper saying, "Ladies, the line is to the right."
Yeah,
good shit. And then don't forget, check out the
shit.
Get the Doc Harper shirt on the Tee Public store. So if you check out the links, they're all in the show notes. I want to make sure I throw all that out there. Follow us on Twitter at @BTT_podcast. I'm at Mike504Saints. Harper is at CJHHudat. And then 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. I don't think we're ever going to get to the 200, Doc, at this stage. We've been begging for it for what seems like months now. We can't do the BTT Broads episode.
We don't really want to talk to these bitches, do we?
Not, that's true. We talk to
them
enough,
these
right?
These people are going to find out is that in our domestic situations, we're the stars here.
Okay. And then I want to shout out a couple of brand new BTT Hall of Famers in the last couple of weeks. @SpyBoySportsCap. He's actually been a patron for getting close to 2 years now, or over a year for sure. He upped his patron amount. He's now a Hall of Famer. @SpyBoySportsCap. Go follow him on Twitter. And @DR1851 became a Hall of Fame patron. And Bill Sousa or Sousa, I'm still not sure if I'm saying that right. He also became a Hall of Fame patron. And remember, to become a patron, it's tinyurl.com/BTTPatron. Let's give out some government cheese. I ain't going first either for this one. Actually, I will, because I think we're all going to give it the same one. This shit's going to Tammy and Tammy's tips. Darryl Van Horn was great, but I got to give this to Tammy's Tips. Harper, you go next. Who are you giving it to?
I'm giving it to the chick that was in Tammy's Tips because she could probably use that government cheese.
Margie from Tammy's Tips gets it. All right. Mm-hmm. That's a fucking curveball I didn't expect. Damn. Margie's from Tammy's Tips. Who gets it for you, Doc?
I think Harper said it best a minute ago. This is the Tammy show, and it really is. Dude, she gets it.
All right. Well, I mean, it's kind of hard to not give it to her. Jesus. And guess what? There's three more. There's three more Tammy's Tips. That's the beauty of all
that
of this.
That sucks,
shit.
Man. Because I can watch these over and over again.
Actually, that's what
these
makes
like
it more valuable.
These are like sociological case studies for the indigenous people of the Smoky Mountains.
That's nice, Doc. You're so classy saying that. You're an asshole. All right. Well, so that was our government cheese. Tammy's Tips almost in a clean sweep with Harper going Margie from Tammy's Tips getting it. And then disability checks, 9 all across the board. Pretty consistent ratings on this one from all of us. Before we get out of here, make sure you go check out the Wrestling Podcast About Nothing with ROH's Brian Malonis and Mike Crockett. They do their podcast every single Monday. They do a lot more classic stuff these days and not just the current, although they did do a WrestleMania type review where they did some stuff with WrestleMania, but no, really good stuff. Check it out. Just search Wrestling Podcast About Nothing wherever you get your podcast from and you can listen to them. Doc, anything before we get out of here and go do episode number 90 from Smoky Mountain?
You got another one of these to do?
Yeah, man, one more. I know, huh? Harper, you, anything else?
No, let's go.
Harper, hit the tagline. Get us out of here, brah.
Book it, bitch.